You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg recordings of blues and rock and roll. Going to start the show out here with some Lynyrd Skynyrd doing Freebird, a 13-minute version recorded in 1976 at Cape Cod Coliseum in South Yarmouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We started the top of the show off with Leonard Skinner, Freebird, about a 13-minute version, recorded live at Cape Cod Coliseum in South Yarmouth, Massachusetts, 1976. And then we listened to Jeff Beck and Jan Hammer. Jan Hammer was the keyboard player for Mahavishnu Orchestra, and I'm guessing that was Jerry Goodman on violin, also from Mahavishnu Orchestra, and later played with Dixie Dregs. From them we heard Diamond Dust, and that was also from 1976 at the Parade Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're in the Bootlegger Shack. What do you want to hear next? How about some Uriah Heep? Wake the Sleeper. This is from 2011 at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney, Australia.
Yes, those puppies are tearing into a tent full of Billy Jack dog food. You know, the dog food that Billy Jack likes.
Like it too,
Jackie. Well, dig in, Granny. And now, look out for my Billy Jack flea collar.
I've got one on you.
And Billy Jack shoe scrapers, too.
That's right, Jack. You can get them at your qualified neighborhood dog food dealer.
What the hell? Stepped in my bowl, Billy.
Now $23 a can at your business heater in both Corn Giant's store.
In early December 1968, Pink Floyd were back in the BBC studios to record a session for the program Top Gear. They included a song just released as a single, Point Me at the Sky.
Joy.
That set started off with Uriah Heep, Wake the Sleeper, recorded at Elmore Theatre in Sydney, Australia, 2011. After that, we heard Alice Cooper, Schools Out, from 2004 at someplace in Göteborg, Sweden, someplace I can't pronounce. Then we finished that set off with Quicksilver Messenger Service, which was the very first San Francisco psychedelic band with John Cipollina on guitar. They did Cowboys and Indians, recorded at the Fillmore West in San Francisco, 1968. You're in the Bootlegger Shack, live. And if you want to talk about the music, just head on over to the website on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net and jump in the chat room. I might be there. I am right now if you're listening to this live. Of course, if this is a podcast you're listening to, then, you know, all bets are off. Looks like we got enough time for one more set here, and we're going to start it off with a British band called UFO, Love to Love. And this was recorded in Frankfurt, Germany, 1993.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a tune called Senegal, Love to Love. Thank you. back. Not bass guitars run down motels like shacks. What amounts up to, I don't want it at all. Lost you and I need you to stay. Misty Queen and Blue. Love to, love to, love you. Misty Queen and Blue. Love.
Thank you. Want to try one of these?
Sure.
Want a drink?
Yes.
You're beautiful. How about you take off your shirt?
Okay.
Mind if I do this? Want to, you know?
All right.
I don't have any protection.
That's okay.
Want to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Want to stay out all night?
Okay.
Want me to drive?
Sure.
I don't have a license, okay?
Whatever.
If this is how many stupid decisions you can make in just 30 seconds, imagine what you could do in a whole night on ecstasy. Ecstasy. Even once is too much.
Okay, we're going to finish up now. We'd just like to say, on behalf of the guys and myself, you're a good bunch of people, and we love each and every one of you.
And we heard the UFO from 1993, Love to Love, from Frankfurt, Germany. And we're going to end this show off with some Black Sabbath. Embryo Children of the Grave. Recorded live 1975 at the Convention Hall in Asbury, New Jersey.
Let's go! Thank you.
all.
Thanks for listening.